being a golf pro in the state of Illinois has its perks, but even more so when you move up from pro to golf course owner. And Mark Krizdik, a relocation for you from the Chicago area out towards the Quad Cities, and congratulations on your purchase of the Fire Lake Golf Club.
It's a great time and for the Krizdik family. My wife is actually from a small town. You know, when this came about, she was thrilled to get back to small town living, and you know, it brings her closer to her home, and you know, it's going to be a great opportunity raising my family there. The community looks phenomenal. Fire Lake community looks phenomenal. We can't wait to get there.
Fire Lake has a kind of interesting history to it. It's not that old of a golf course, but it has gone through a few ownership changes, and I'm sure you're looking forward to not only enhancing the property, but bringing some stability to that golf course and that golf operation that has needed it for a while.
It has a little, it has a checkered past, which is, you know, great, but we're going to brand it with the PGA Professional logo, and we're going to brand it with the Nicholas brand, and you know, all my expertise. I mean, I've been a PGA Professional for, I want to say, 17 or 18 years, and I've been in the golf business since I was 13, caddying at Olympia Fields. You know, the first time I ever, first day that I ever caddied, I caddied for PGA Professional David Hannon, and then I never even played golf, and the professionalism that he showed, I knew that I was going to become a PGA Professional. And the funny thing is I've never even picked up a golf club when I was 13. So that whole summer I worked on my game, and you know, I give kudos to him just because of his professionalism. But yeah, we're really excited to get to Fire Lake and do some rebranding and reaching out to the community, and you know, our goal is to put Fire Lake on the map.
Well, tell me a little bit about the process. How much did you know about Fire Lake before you heard, probably through Chris Charnas and Lynx Capital Advisors, that the property was available for purchase?
I've been talking with Chris probably for the past 3 or 4 years. Chris is a great guy. Gave me some insight on it, you know, and then a couple days later, I drove out to Fire Lake, and you know, I turned into the street and I looked at the first hole. I'm like, how come I've never heard of this before? And I kept on driving through the community. And when I got to the clubhouse, I just kind of did kind of a 360 and was like, this place is amazing. You know, Chris helped me out with some things there. And when I stepped on property, I was shocked. I was excited. It was a long process.
Well, when you got there, I'm sure you went out and you drove around the golf course and you took a look at the golf holes. And how's the golf course looking? Is it is in pretty good shape, or might you need to bring up somebody from that Nicholas design group and have them look over a few things?
The first time I was out on the golf course, so I've been there, you know, quite a few times, but the first time I really walked the golf course was in March. Now, you know, looking at the turf and everything, I couldn't believe how good the turf was, you know. And then I went back in April and played, and once again, I thought the turf was phenomenal. Obviously, there's maintenance practices that we have changed. Like this Monday, we, you know, verticut the greens, and then we top dressed, and we're moving to a 7-day roll and a 5-day cut. The maintenance practices are starting to take shape. But, you know, it's going to be a process. I love the fact that there's heather all over the golf course. I love that rugged look. Whistling Straits, obviously, is a place of my favorite. My wife and I got married there. So, you know, everything checked the boxes. And when I looked at the turf and the greens and the bunkers, and obviously the bunkers will need some work to it, but there's going to be some little growing pains, but, you know, once we get the maintenance practices down to, you know, kind of what industry standards are and what I feel is a good playability for, you know, the public and the membership, and, you know, it's going to be a great experience for everyone.
The golf course operations today, as you well know, have changed over the years as courses look to do a variety of things, not only to find a way to keep revenue going, even up here in the north where there's winter, finding a way to do some things and take advantage of the facility, or to find ways to keep people more involved at the club during the summer months, whether it's different events, activities. We've got some clubs that have had big clubhouses have turned upstairs space into overnight rooms so they can keep people around the night before. And this way they're on time for sure to their 6 a.m. tee time the next morning. But I'm sure you've probably looked at the land a little bit and are looking at different ways to take full advantage of the property and the facilities you'll be getting.
We've looked at all of those things, and I'm a PGA ambassador traveling with the PGA magazine. So, you know, I've had the privilege to, you know, stay at some of these great facilities with cottages and, you know, minimal clubhouses with little lodging. I really love the minimal clubhouse idea. Obviously, that's longer down the road. You know, our first real big goal is you know, I'm a two-time Illinois Section PGA Player Development of the Year award winner. So growing the game is at my forefront of all the things, even when I'm still here at Ridge. Like, you know, today we have 75 kids in our junior golf program, and, you know, that's going to be a very important part at Fire. You know, with the building of the new performance center, the Callaway Performance Center, and, you know, I'm a golf guy. Like, I breathe, sleep, everything is golf to me. So I'm really looking forward to getting over there.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you know about, shall we say, golf in the Quad Cities. It's probably best known for the John Deere Classic that takes place over at TPC Deer Run, but it is an event that does attract a lot of people who play golf from the Chicago area to trek out there and either watch the tournament or people say, hey, you know what, I want to play where the pros play. So they head out to the Quad Cities and they play TPC Deer Run. But I guess if you get around the Quad City area enough, you will get to realize that there is some great public golf out there. And perhaps down the road, you can create some kind of a plan that allows people to come out and enjoy that area and all the Quad Cities has to offer in the terms of golf.
We've been a couple times to the Quad Cities, just kind of checking everything out. But what's awesome is I have a member that grew, was born and raised there, and he actually moved back. So we're really excited. He's a builder. So he's really given us some good groundwork. You know, we're pairing up with Marigold Resources. It's a marketing type thing. You know, it's going to be, you know, we're looking into all aspects of, you know, staying place with the casinos. We'll be reaching out to them and we'll be contacting the hotels. You know, this is going to be experience. You know, I'd love for them to go play TPC. And then, you know, after TPC, come on over to Fire Lake and they're going to see a golf course that's going to be in tip-top shape, and they're going to really enjoy the experience.
So have you already taken control of the golf course as of now?
I have. So I took it over Monday. What we're doing is we're just keeping everything pretty much status quo. We're changing a couple things just maintenance practices-wise. I have a lot of responsibility here at Ridge Country Club, and this place is my family. I'm not going to leave or do any of that stuff. You know, I'm also the head coach at Brother Rice High School, and knock on wood, my team has a good chance of winning state this year. Hopefully the IHSA still does the golf season. And then I'm also the head golf coach at SXU. So I have a lot of things going on here. You know, I keep track of what's going on over at Fire, but for the 2020 season, we're going to stay pretty much the same. We're just changing some maintenance practices. And then, you know, as soon as my time is up here, which will be basically January 1, you know, we're going to go full steam ahead. We're going to start, you know, changing websites, doing some marketing things. But, you know, my number one goal is the maintenance aspects of the golf course.
So you and the family will probably, I guess, relocate out to the Quad City area at some point in early 2021?
Yes. So we plan on, moving out 2021. Our goal is, January, February, be on site, get everything rocking and rolling. But it could even be sooner. So we just don't know yet. But the goal is we're moving to Fire Lake and, can't wait to get into the community.
Well, you did mention last night you've been at Ridge Country Club for a long time. I suppose it'll be difficult leaving that family, but what's that experience been like for you in your golf career?
Man, I 16 years ago, I came to Ridge and, we didn't have any. We might have had 20-some ladies in our golf program. We probably had, half a dozen, probably a dozen junior golfers. I mean, we have 175 junior golfers now. I mean, we have over 100 lady golfers. This is the family place to be. It is really hard. One of my members made me cry the other day. I'm like, you're not supposed to do that to me. The tournament schedule and the things, the course conditions. And, it's top 15 in my book. In the Chicagoland, the facility, the members, it's just a great place.
And anything you'd like to tell the golfing public about Fire Lake?
Get ready for a roller coaster because it's coming. We're going to put Fire Lake on the map, and I'm excited to meet everyone. And course conditions are going to be awesome. There'll be some golf professionals on site. It's going to be kind of eye-opening, man. Like, this is going to be an exciting time.